All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, this past Thursday saw the 2018 NBA draft be put into the books, and I think some teams have the opportunity to really make some strides for themselves in the upcoming NBA season. I want to start off with the winners, and I look at the Phoenix Suns. They had the first overall pick, and I think it was a no-brainer that they were going to take DeAndre Ayton. He was the best player heading into the draft. They had a big need in their front court, and I think him playing alongside of Devin Booker should improve the Suns' chances of ending that long playoff drought. Now, the Suns did turn around and acquire the draft rights to small forward Mikal Bridges. He was drafted 10th overall by the Philadelphia 76ers, and then he was traded to Phoenix. And I look at the versatility of Bridges. He's a great player. He can play at both ends of the floor. He can play without the basketball, and he can facilitate. And I think he is going to be the point forward for this Suns team going forward, playing alongside of Devin Booker and Ayton. I'll also look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs only had one pick in this draft, but they made the most of it when they selected former Alabama point guard Colin Sexton. Now, you look at Sexton, he has the ability to facilitate as a passer, but he is also a scorer. And now it's just wait and see if the Cavaliers are going to be able to retain the services of one LeBron James, because I could tell you like this, Sexton playing alongside LeBron James would be extremely exciting in the land. I look at the New York Knicks, who used their first round choice on Kentucky forward Kevin Knox, and then they went big in the second round with Mitchell Robinson. And I know that there were plenty of people out there that booed the Kevin Knox selection, but I think he is a guy that really fits into the program as far as what new head coach Dave Fizdale wants to establish. And it's just going to be, we just have to wait and see if Kristaps Porzingis is going to be healthy this season, because I think the combination of him and Knox could put the Knicks on their way to getting things turned around finally at Madison Square Garden. Now, we saw Michael Porter Jr. slip in this draft. He went to the Denver Nuggets at number 14. And I think Porter is a solid scorer. It's just going to be a matter of whether or not that his back is going to stay healthy enough. Remember, he had that back surgery last year that limited him to just 3 games collegially for Missouri. Now, Dante DiVincenzo, I thought he was going to slip to the San Antonio Spurs, but the Milwaukee Bucks picked him up right ahead of the Spurs at pick number 17. And, you know, we saw what DiVincenzo could do in the NCAA tournament. He was the most outstanding player for the Final Four after helping the Villanova Wildcats win their second national championship in the last 3 years. A very good combo guard. He can be used coming off of the bench or as a starter. I think the Bucks would be better served using him coming off of the bench, because what we saw last year from at Villanova is that he is instant energy. Now, Mo Wagner, I had him going 25th to the Los Angeles Lakers, and that is exactly where he went. It's going to be interesting to see if the Lakers do keep this pick. I know that they're in on trying to attain the services of Kawhi Leonard from the San Antonio Spurs. And I, like I said, whether or not that Wagner plays for the Lakers or the Spurs, I think he's going to be a good asset to whatever team that he suits up for. He's a big who can stretch the floor. He can shoot. And if you sleep on him, he can get to the basket as well. I also look at the Dallas Mavericks. They drafted Trae Young, but then they traded his draft rights to the Atlanta Hawks for Luka Doncic, the European kid. I think he's going to come over here, and I think he's going to establish himself in a couple of years as one of the better players in this draft. draft, and then you look at what the Dallas Mavericks were able to do in the second round when they took point guard Jalen Brunson. Now, Brunson was a big part of Villanova winning that national title. I don't see him as a starter in the NBA, but I think he can be a quality backup point guard for many, many years. I also like what the San Antonio Spurs did. They missed out on DiVincenzo, but they took Lonnie Walker the fourth out of the University of Miami in the first round, and then in the second round, they took big man Chimezie Metu from the University of Southern California. And you look at the Spurs, you look at their track record under general manager R.C. Buford and head coach Greg Popovich, they know how to find gems in the draft. Remember, Tony Parker was a late first-round pick. Manu Ginobili was a late second-round pick, and the Spurs continuously find guys that they can plug into their system and keep the winning going. I don't see any losers out of this bunch as far as coming away in this NBA draft. I think everybody did a solid job as far as improving their chances for the upcoming NBA season. But I will say this, the teams that I have mentioned in this podcast are the ones who have really stood out for me. And I'm really interested to see how these new players fit come summer league time. And then, of course, in the regular season for their respective clubs. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot with 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.